Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Shawnee's Prayer Podcast. And as always, I start my prayer off with a blessed scripture. Coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you because you told us in your word in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18. In every situation, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter what we are going through, no matter what we are dealing with, no matter what storm we are riding out, you told us to be thankful and to continually give thanks to you, for this is the will of God for us in Christ Jesus. So Lord God, things are not perfect, but I want to say thank you. Things are not the way I would like them to be, but God, I want to say thank you. I want to be grateful and I want to be thankful for everything that I have, everything that you have given unto me, oh God. Lord God, I come to your Father God, asking your Lord God that you will allow everyone, Father God, to have a grateful heart on today. Allow everyone to have a thankful heart on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, I come and ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will, Father God, bless us on today. Bless us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. As this week is beginning, Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you will, Father God, bless your people, Father God. In the name of Jesus, bless us with peace. Bless us with joy. Bless us with kindness. Bless us with compassion. Bless us with grace and mercy, Father God. I speak unusual favor over all the lives of your people, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I proclaim that the next few months, Father God, will be weeks of unusual signs, wonders, and miracles, Father God. I declare that unexpected blessings will find its way, Father God, into our lives, into our bank accounts, into our mailboxes, into our hands, into our health, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I come to your Father God in the name of Jesus, oh God, asking you, Father God, that you will make ways out of no ways for us. I'm praying to ask you, Father God, that you will open up doors for us, Father God. I'm asking you, Father God, that you will bless us, Father God, in every which way, Father God, in every season, Father God. Lord God, allow us to walk up right before you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I come before you, Father God, for there is no other God that we know. There's so much going on in this world, Father God, but help us to keep our focus on you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, don't allow us, Father God, to be disturbing our spirit, Father God. Don't allow us to lose our joy, Father God. Don't allow us to lose our peace, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because of the things that we see on the news, Father God, or because of the things that we see on social media, Father God. But help us to keep our confidence, our trust in you, Father God, knowing that you are the author and finisher of our faith, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Knowing that there is nothing too hard for you, Father God. Knowing that there is nothing impossible for you to do, Father God. Knowing that you are in control of all things. It may not seem like it, Father God. It may not feel like it, Father God. But we have to have full assurance knowing that you are in control of every situation, Father God. That there is nothing that's happening that you don't know about, Father God. So, Lord God, I just want to come to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I just want to speak peace, Father God, upon this land. I want to speak peace upon this earth. I want to speak peace into the minds and hearts of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray, Father God, that your spirit, Father God, will reign upon this earth, oh God. I pray that your spirit will shake this earth up, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Shake it up in a good way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help people to turn to you, Father God. Help people to come to bended knee, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Help people to realize, Father God, that you are the living God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I come and ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will provide food for all those who are lacking food. Provide provide clean water for all those who don't have clean water. Provide water for those who don't have water at all, Father God. In the name of Jesus, provide shelter for those, Father God, who may not have shelter on today. In the name of Jesus, and provide employment for those who are unemployed, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, look down upon every entrepreneur. Look down upon every business owner, Father God. It's not easy out here, Father God. But Lord God, we know we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us, oh God. So Father God, I pray, Father God, you continue to bestow your strength upon us, oh God. Lord God, allow your light to shine in us, Father God, and through us, Father God. Help us, Father God, to maintain. Help us to be strong. Help us to be diligent, Father God. Help us, Father God, to be resilient, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And help us to keep the faith above all, Father God. No matter what we go through, Father God, help us to keep on keeping on. Help us to just stay strong. Help us to keep praying, keep believing, and keep trusting in you. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you and God bless you.